This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe Mazzulla postgame on Al Horford. He's right, five blocks. You got a little angry Al when he got in Carter's face after the foul on Derek White. So, Wiggy, you talk about Al Horford all the time and the others. And they, we were talking about this earlier. I can't remember if it was, it was me, you, and Wiggy off air. About whether the Celtics are playing down to the Magic or not. I just think they didn't start well last night.
No, terrible.
They were 0 for 7 from 3. The Magic do, from 3-point land, the Magic do a good job of making it tough for you to get those open looks, which the Celtics like, because they're not really a team that, like, even though I love Tatum, Tatum's not really a, you know, pull up in transition 3-point shooter. He's more of a step back type of shooter. So they're making it tough on you to do some of the things you like. So you might have to say, all right, we're not throwing the ball in the ocean from 3-point line. The pick and roll where Porzingis was rim running, like maybe you start working on the low post, Jaylen Brown in a couple plays, rather than still hawking up threes.
I hope that they're playing down to them and it's not like any other issue, because you watch the beginning of that game and they look evenly matched and they're not. Like this no. Celtics team is so much more talented than the Magic, yet you're fighting for your life in the first and second, and halftime.
I mean, I think they missed Drew Holiday. They're without Drew Holiday, and I don't know how long that is. That a hamstring?
Yeah, hamstring. Yeah. So he's day to day.
They're expecting him to come back, I think, pretty quickly.
But you got to give the Magic credit. The one thing that they do better than anybody in the NBA is the way that they play defense, especially defending the 3-point line. And the Celtics, we know they love to shoot the threes, and that's why it looks like the games are closer.
Yeah,
and we're also spoiled, guys. Like they're going to win the series in five.
Yeah,
they're much better than the Magic. They're going to close it out tomorrow night at 9:30, whenever it tips,
right.
And then we'll be going on to the next round.
Yeah, I mean you're right about that, Curtis. It's just I think it's more because the games have been a little bit close.
Where it's more surprising than anything.
Yeah, well, you got to get, like I said, you got to give the Magic credit for what they're doing. And then, you know, Banchero is shooting 50% from.
You do that on purpose now.
What is it, Banchero?
Yes.
Banchero? Yes. All right, Banchero.
I mean, you got Wagner down. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
Wagner. I got him down. But
do you think you're more intimidating if you pronounce Wagner?
I don't know. I just like, yeah, I don't know. I guess, but you say he's German, so it's Wagner. Yeah. I guess I'd be Viggy if I was in
would be.
Germany.
Yeah.
But Banchero is shooting like Banchero shooting like 50% from 3-point land,
yeah.
Which, you know, he was a 30% shooter all season long. Yeah. So I mean,
Sam Hauser came up kind of big.
Yeah, he had a couple big shots
yesterday. It was surprising.
Reasonable amount of Celtics fans there too.
Oh, yeah. My God! And yeah. We were talking about this off air too. I was saying like at one point I heard like "Let's go Celtics,"
yeah.
And then it eventually turned to "Let's go Magic."
They were doing it was both.
Yeah,
same time.
It was unbelievable.
It's Florida though, like I feel like there's a lot of Massachusetts people that
a lot of make, snowbirds.
Yeah, they make their way to Florida.
Down there. And Ken was there for the weekend. Into Disney by himself.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That is true, because he wasn't on the show over the weekend, right?
No.
Yeah, so he's down in Disney.
He was in Orlando. He loves
the rides.
Oh, he loves Epcot. He loves France. He
goes doesn't?
There. I wonder what his favorite ride is. Like,
yeah, do you think Ken's ever drank around the world?
Yes, believe me. I mean, the guy's got a dark side.
That's crazy.
He's waiting in line. They're like, you know.
He goes, first thing he does when he gets to Disney is buy that glass that you can wear around your neck and go get it full of different the beers of the world.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have reusable straws?
Do you think they, like, meet up with people, like, down in Disney, like the people who go alone, are they able to spot each other?
Oh, definitely. Disney adults?
Yeah.
The single lines?
I'm sure there's like support groups. Disney adults.
Hey, you know what? You're here alone. I'm here alone. You know what? We should probably get on the ride together.
A Disney adults Facebook group.
Yeah.
Link up.
I'll meet you guys in Spain at 9.
You feel like grabbing a hot dog?
Yeah. I do like Disney, though. I mean, not a ton, but
are you a big
I would
ride
go.
Person?
Yeah, I like a ride.
Yeah. Ken goes on the water rides, though, where he has to get wet by himself.
You should go to the there's a whole new Harry Potter thing at Universal, which Jen Hill and Julia were just at this weekend.
Yeah.
They said it's amazing. If you love Harry Potter.
We love Harry Potter. We've never been to Harry Potter World, and we would love to do that, but the new one as well. And we are considering to go at some point.
You never use flex days, so.
No, that would be a quick.
You never go on trips.
No.
So,
yeah, it was a bachelorette party, one of my best friends. We had a great time.
Yeah. When's your next flex day? Be honest.
July. All right. Middle of July.
All right, we'll mark that down.
It's a big one, though. No, just prepare. It's a long trip.
Well, you guys, just to be fair, you guys will all be off in about a month.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, a couple months.
I'm taking all of
Bermuda.
Oh, yeah, that's work. We're doing the show.
Yeah, that's work. I don't count that as a vacation.
Okay.
All right.
It's a free trip.
We are going to play.
Ken's going to take the miles.
We're going to play the best Hill Notes coming up in about 10 minutes. And lots of stuff to leave Hill Notes on. We've talked a lot this morning about Shedeur Sanders. We've talked a reasonable amount about that Celtics win last night. We have talked a reasonable amount about Bill Belichick and the extraordinary interview that occurred and aired on CBS yesterday morning.
He looks like a hostage.
Do you think they fight after like something like that? No.
There's no way he fights.
You don't think that he was upset with how it went? I don't know.
I mean, he has her there in the first place.
Yeah.
Is it accurate, the report that I read over the weekend, that she has filed on his behalf to trademark some of the phrases that he used here? So that Robert Kraft cannot use them anymore?
I did see that over the weekend. Yes.
So, like, do your job or whatever.
Right. Yeah. No days off.
She has filed for a trademark on those phrases for Bill's, on behalf of Bill.
No days off!
But doesn't that interview answer your questions as to why he hasn't gotten an NFL job? I mean, can we all just be honest?
I don't think NFL teams were aware of what was going on with the two of them. Do you think?
Well, just look at how he's presented with her there. Don't you think she's involved with everything?
I guess, yeah.
She is involved.
She is involved in everything. But when does it stop being a relationship, and when does it become more of like a business partnership? Yeah.
Or a custodianship?
It's shocking to me.
It was shocking.
Being in the same room as Bill Belichick like we were every Monday, he did not seem like he was the type that anybody could tell him what he could or couldn't answer.
Well, I mean, he did always have somebody in that would be in on every interview listening.
Yeah.
Like, Berge did that forever.
But Berge never interjected.
No,
right.
Berge would.
No.
No.
Berge would have feedback.
Yep.
I mean, I'm guessing that, you know, at one point early on when we started interviewing Bill, Curtis took a photo down there at Gillette and shared it on Instagram. And afterwards, immediately heard no photos. And that came from them. I mean, I'm assuming that came from Bill.
It came from Jennifer. Or Jordan, I'm sorry. Jordan Hudson.
I don't know. It didn't at that time. Well, maybe it did.
Yes, it absolutely did. That's when they were going to the Taylor Swift show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been together for a while.
3 years.
And she was on emails at the Patriots. So if you own a team and you're giving the keys to Bill Belichick and this is the Bill you're getting?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Curtis, there are plenty of NFL coaches who have, you know, significant others.
Top five most whipped people? All right,
Courtney, when was the last time you saw a head coach's wife interject in an interview?
You've never seen it. Can I go through my list, top five most whipped of all time?
What, of people?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Number five. Travis Kelce.
Number four.
Will Smith.
Oh, yes.
Number three.
Santo.
Number two.
Greg Hill.
Number one.
Bill Belichick.
Yay!
I like it.
Well done, Wiggy.
I like
well
it.
Well done.
That's top five right now.
Excellent. Yes, I do. You were
number one, but you got bumped after this.
Was it the sourdough or what was it?
Sourdough, and then the Pinterest kicked you to number one.
Oh, yeah.
But the Bill, when she said, we're not talking about that, and Bill just looked at her with the stare like he was a robot and then came back and said, didn't say anything.
Some people suggest that this is affecting his legacy.
No.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know. It's not a good final chapter. I'll put it that way. Very odd.
It's not affecting his legacy at all.
But what if he looks like a doddering old fool?
I mean, he did.
We'll see.
Curtis is right. He appears to be kind of a...
senile.
He's got this woman interjecting on his behalf at work.
Well, that's why I said, do you think that maybe they were upset with each other after? Because I think it made him look like he couldn't make decisions on his own.
I'm not talking about this.
And Bill clearly can make decisions on his
own. Because you know why it doesn't, it's like they're not arguing about this? Because she was all over there, like spring practice. We talked about hooking up.
She wasn't putting her fingers into the... She was, though.
Right. Like, she was, like, I don't know where she's putting... Maybe that's the key to the success. But her out there on the football field in some kind of an influencer fur coat or whatever. Right.
She was miking him up, but she wasn't really...
She's not a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. What is she doing out
there?
She's helping, clearly, with the media side of everything.
But why, though? He doesn't need that.
And UNC probably has somebody for that.
Of course they do.
So what I'm saying is, it looks like that, right? So she's all over the spring game. I mean, she's not calling offenses. Don't get it twisted. But she's there. She's doing things with Bill that Bill would never do. And even like college coaches, their wives or girlfriends or fiancés are not down there micing them up. They have the people for the school.
And
then he's got the airplane in. Then he's got her on a fishing rod. So there are a lot of things that when we look at Bill Belichick, he's the guy who told us snap face. He is now. It's like, well, this guy's airplane in a 20-something-year-old, and he's...
I mean, that stuff I don't care about. I wonder if she regrets interjecting. Well, but then Curtis is right. Mike Florio said it happened many times throughout that interview. They only just showed that one.
And I would say also the wife of Steve Belichick, who is Jen, that's Jennifer.
Yeah.
So she's been on social media ripping Jordan in certain ways for saying she wasn't even there for the comeback against the Falcons. And this puts that into a better context for me, because if I am, you know, his daughter-in-law and I see this stuff, it is embarrassing for him.
But what about his daughter?
Right. I would be, if I don't want to speak for her, but I'm sure I would venture to guess that Amanda Belichick sees that and finds this to be unseemly and embarrassing for her dad.
And Courtney, it's not like it's affecting his legacy as a coach, but when we've all known Bill, and Bill seems like he's the type of guy that... it's about football and off the field. He gives you nothing.
Does he have her breaking down film?
No.
Who knows though? But it's Courtney. You have to be honest, right?
One that Michael had in the office broken down, or a different one?
How many other coaches, whether it's college or the NFL, that have a Bill Belichick resume have we seen doing this with their wife?
No, we've never seen it, but I don't think that NFL franchises are turning down Bill Belichick because he's got a 24-year-old girlfriend
that may have her hands in
his media decisions.
But it's just a different look. There might be a franchise that would go, well, Bill, this is a little different the way you're acting. I want the Bill Belichick of old, but I might have to now get a new Bill Belichick. And I'm not saying that it would.
Maybe if you look at it another way, maybe he's just saving money. Like, he always had somebody who were doing these things for him. Now he's using her for the job. He doesn't have to pay somebody.
Because he wants to trust the person that's doing it. He trusted Berge. We know that. He trusted Stacey.
You got Mike Lombardi down there.
He trusted Berge. That's why he was there. He did not trust Stacey. They did not like each other.
You got Mike Lombardi down there.
You can't not like Stacey.
I love him.
All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics get it done in Game 4 after dropping Game 3 in Orlando on Friday. Final score last night, 107-98. Jason Tatum led the way. He had a double-double, 37 points and 14 rebounds. Game 5 is set for tomorrow night back in Boston. Tip is at 8:30. Other NBA playoff games yesterday. The Pacers go up 3-1 on the Bucks. Dame Lillard seems to be out. Looked like he had an Achilles tear during that one. The Timberwolves up 3-1 on the Lakers, and the Knicks up 3-1 on the Pistons. The Red Sox took care of the Guardians yesterday, 13-3. Brian Bello went six innings, giving up three runs on six hits while striking out four. The Sox off today before heading to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Into the NHL playoffs, the Oilers tied up their series with the Kings. The Capitals up 3-1 on the Canadiens. Carolina leads the Devils 3-1, and the Blues tied up their series with the Jets. As for the Pats, after taking a starting left tackle in Will Campbell in the first round, they got Ohio State running back Travion Henderson and Washington State wide receiver Kyle Williams in the second round before taking another offensive lineman in Georgia center Jared Wilson. On Saturday, the Pats turned their attention to the other side of the ball using their first three day three selections on defensive players and added a kicker. In a big morning for Commanders fans, the Commanders are said to have reached a deal with the District of Columbia to play at the site of RFK Stadium, the franchise's home field from 1961 to 1996. So heading back to D.C. for the Commanders.
Would you want Giannis, the other Celtics?
I mean, we'd have to give up. What are you giving up to get him?
I think we probably give up Jaylen Brown, a couple other pieces.
Because you have to give up Porzingis, theoretically?
Maybe you would, because it looks like with Dame Lillard, if this is an Achilles injury, he's 35. Giannis is probably wanting out of Milwaukee bad, right? So I don't know. I was just asking that question now that the Giannis Lillard thing is probably not going to, go anywhere.
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Going to be a beautiful week all week long. Today it's gorgeous. 61 degrees, afternoon high, sunny at 73.